I grew up and I'm actually living in a community where there is a common belief that once a man pays bride price and is married to a woman, he then earns the right to do whatever he pleases with that woman's body. He can beat her up, he can insult her, he can rape her, and he can violate her any way he likes. And nobody will complain. Talk less of the wife. And during a period that we were executing a project funded by our partners, AWDF, we carried out a lot of awareness raising on violence, consequences of violence, the importance of reporting, and in fact, the importance of speaking out against perpetrators of violence. And so we started receiving many cases of women coming to complain. And this lady came up to our office one day with a complaint that the husband had beaten her up. We then lodged a complaint to the state council of the area on her behalf. And this husband was summoned and detained. The husband's lawyer went to that state council to apply for bail, and the state council used that opportunity to remind this lawyer that they both attended a workshop organized by FIDA, during which they were educated that all cases of violence should be handled using a human rights-based approach. And he denied that bail. This lawyer came to our office cap in hand, pleading that we should intervene and help his client to get bail. We told him that we don't have a case, that we're only acting on behalf of our client. And this case is now a success story, because before, you could not hear that a woman has complained against the husband. Talk less of the fact that the husband was even detained. This actually points to the fact that attitudes are changing because of awareness raising. It points to the fact that women are now aware of that they can complain against their husbands. That when they are violated, they can speak out. That when they are battered, they can speak out. That they can report. That there should be no room for impunity. And so, we think that awareness raising is a very important aspect of civil society work. And we want to seize this opportunity to thank our partners, AWDF, for their support. And we pray they continue supporting other organizations and FIDA, so that we can actually make this world a safer and better place for all, where women can actually have opportunities to realize their full potentials.